This is the Tucson Tasty Show. I am Pastor John McClain. Here, sans un Wesley Source. He actually is feeling a little bit under the weather, about as under the weather as you can get in the modern day. If you don't know what that means COVID. So poor guy, he's at home feeling better. Definitely say a prayer for him. But we have someone who is, I think it's safe to say, a pretty good stand-in in Mrs. Adelie Hunt with the Lopez and Lopez team with Long Realty. Thank you for stepping in for us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah.
For having me all day mostly today.
I know,
today.
Pretty much. Yeah, you're just, this is just your station now.
Yeah.
Like, I could have just not been here and had you do it.
Definitely.
Next time, let's do that. Because I could be at home with 11-week-old babies, I keep mentioning. Oh. So, yeah. No, but yeah. Thank you for being here, and you get to, you've walked into a very splendid place, haven't you?
I did. Yes. Tasty is an understatement from what I'm smelling.
Yeah, it smells scrumdilyumptious. I wish we had smell-o-vision just so everybody else that was at home could share this with us. But we have Jason, the owner of Barbecue Rush, and Chef Ray with Barbecue Rush here. That's the food that we're smelling. Before we jump into their organization and the delicacies, we also have here Ian and Sonora with Vera Earl Ranch. Thank you guys once again for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and you can, if you don't know about Vera Earl Ranch, definitely go to vepremiumbeef.com to check it out. I had the good pleasure last month to take home some of their beef. I think Wesley stole all the steaks, so I didn't get to taste the steaks, but I did get to try out their ground beef. And as I was telling Ian, it was, I felt almost like I was doing something wrong, because it was just such a delicious gourmet type of meat. It almost seemed too good to be in a cheeseburger, but it was absolutely delicious. Thank you.
No problem. That's great.
Yeah. So I guess update us on what Vera Earl's been up to, and what you guys got cooking.
Yeah. So we're now starting what we call the fall works, where we gather all the ranches. Started that about 3 days ago. It'll take us 7 weeks to get it all done. We'll wean the calves, preg test the cows, and take the cows to their winter pastures.
Nice.
So we're fixing to be pretty busy for a little while.
Okay.
The beef company's great. We're starting to get into some more restaurants and expand up into Tucson. So it's been pretty fun.
Cool. And I guess I'll give this to you, Sonora. For those that have never heard of Vera Earl before, kind of give them a brief rundown of like who you guys are and what you guys provide if they want to plug in.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're a local ranch-to-table beef company, as you heard Ian just state. Like, we are a working cattle ranch. And so we raise all of the cattle that go into our program. So they are with us from birth all the way through the processor. And, we're no hormones, no antibiotics. We're verified natural. So where your food comes from. You can actually drive down and see the ranch, drive right through it, and see the cattle out on the pasture. And then everything we do is USDA processed and inspected. And then kind of our chef's kiss is a 21-day dry age on the entire carcass. And so that's kind of what you were talking about with that gourmet ground beef. Everything from the ground beef all the way to your high-end steaks is going to be dry aged. So you can't go wrong.
Oh, so that's what I was tasting.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Well, thank you again for that, because it's absolutely amazing. And I look forward. It's been a blessing, one, to connect you with the other organizations that we work with, the other restaurants that we work with, and two, to be able to share this cuisine with you guys today. Because I think last time we had you guys in the studio, you guys were the ones who brought the goodies. Now you'll get to enjoy in some of the goodies that Barbecue Rush brought us today. So that being said, I'll bring in Jason, the owner of and pitmaster, if we will, of Barbecue Rush. Thank you for joining us, Jason.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So for those who, and I mean myself included, Wesley is the gastronologist of us. I don't know if that's even a word, but let's just say it is. So he's, he knows well about Barbecue Rush, knows a lot about Vera Earl, knows a lot about gastronomy as a whole. But tell us, what is Barbecue Rustery? You know, who are you guys, what do you guys do?
Well, we started off as a food trailer, okay, food truck business, like, okay, 10 years ago.
Nice.
And then we did that for a little bit, and then we ended up getting into a spot that was economic for, you know, the transition to a brick and mortar. We're located at the KOA RV Resort, which is used to be Bodeby RV back in the day. It's been around like 25, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the restaurant's based inside there. It's okay, open to the public, full bar. It's a 3,000 square foot restaurant.
Mm.
We smoke briskets, pork, ribs, chicken. We have a really good smoked meatloaf recipe that we do. We smoke that.
Interesting.
Finish it on the grill. Sausage. We make our own sides. Our potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans are all our recipes.
Mm.
Grandma's, you know, my grandma Scott's potato salad. And then we pickle our own onions. You know, pretty much everything is from scratch. Our cheese sauce for our brisket nachos. We've got, we actually do like, well, we have burgers, we have salads. And then we do some like brisket tacos, chicken tacos. We have a marinade for our chicken. So our thighs are marinated that we came up with. It's our brisket rub other things that go in there. So we marinate our chicken and then grill it off. And then we do like some barbecue pizzas. We have like a pizza oven. Mm. So we do like brisket pizzas and barbecue chicken pizzas. You know, and then of course the bar's got all the beers and alcohol and stuff, all the good whiskeys and the margaritas and, you know, it's an interesting place to be.
With all these brisket meals, I see why Wesley loves you guys so much. Because, yeah, he's
Chef John from Gap Ministries, okay, was the one that hooked us up.
Okay. Nice.
So he comes in and he's a big part of you guys, you know, and we're helping him out. He's coming and using our kitchen right now. They're building their new kitchen.
Nice.
So we're all connected together, you know, all the guys in town, right?
That's amazing.
Yeah, I've been looking at the menu and I'm just like, my mouth is watering with everything that's on there.
Well, that's a food guide. We just printed that off and that's what they hand out at the RV park. And the guy that did the rebranding wanted to kind of split it up into different sections in the pages. It's not the one you get when you sit in the restaurant, but it's got, we even have Indian food. The Twisted Tandoor was an Indian food truck. Very famous in Tucson for a long time when we were doing food truck stuff. And we lost Mookie, passed away the first day they were opening the restaurant. He had a heart attack. But I'm very good friends with his wife, Roop. And so I offered, you know, I said, come put your food on the menu. We'll give you a percentage. So she makes some money. So it's living on. The food's living on. It can be, you know. So we even have a little bit of the Indian food. That's not too barbecue, but... I mean, neither is the tacos, but, you know, we're kind of like mixing here, you know, a variety. We want to have a variety of stuff.
So when you were looking for a location, like a brick and mortar, what made you choose such a unique and awesome location?
Well, one was money, right? Going from a food truck to brick and mortar. And we thought, you know, in the wintertime, the snowbirds, the place is packed. So we have a built-in audience for 4 to 5 months. So the restaurant's packed all the time. We've got live music on Mondays. Mark Ensley comes and Damon. We've got the DJ that comes. There's trivia on Thursday nights. The restaurant's full doing the trivia.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
So the only drawback is in summertime and being in the park, you know, we're not out like on Speedway or Broadway, right? Mm-hmm. Like on the main road, but... we've grown probably 25 to 30% per year since we opened. So every year there's more people coming in local.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome.
Coming in.
So for our listeners, like, what's the difference between, like, I mentioned earlier a pit master. What's the difference between a grill master and a pit master?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know what a grill master is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is Wesley's question, so you can blame Wesley for that.
So
what is a pit master then? I guess.
Well, a pit master is a guy that, I mean, really, a pit master is a guy that just runs the pits, right? The smokers and stuff, and And if you are doing grilling and stuff like that, that's kind of the same thing. But and that's kind of all they do in the restaurant. We wear a lot of hats in our restaurant. I mean, but a pit master is a guy that understands fire control, fire management, the smoke, right? And it's not too, it doesn't come out too bitter, and knows how long it's going to take to get meats done. Like, you know, briskets and pork and stuff. Pork's kind of easy, but briskets, you know, if you're running briskets that don't have a lot of fat, right? Mm-hmm. They're a little bit on the cheaper side. You know, you got to watch out. I mean, how you're cooking them, and then the ones that are loaded with fat, like the prime briskets, they go like a lot faster because the fat will cook faster. So there's some variables on smoking a piece of meat for 16 hours.
Yeah. And I just actually heard in my headset from either our engineer or from God, one or the other, that a grill master is actually someone who does that at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess was going to say that, but I don't want to offend anybody. That's the residential version.
So no offense, Wesley. You know what you're doing, but
yeah, that's the residential version. Let me
see. Yeah, he said.
Yeah, so Wesley from home said grill master works with smaller cuts.
Yeah.
So okay. Now we know. But for those who want to connect with you guys, how can they get a hold of you before we go to break?
We've got a brand new website that we launched called eatbbqrush.com. So eatbbqrush.com. And there's it's got the full setup to be able to send inquiries for caterings, for office events, weddings. You communicate directly with me. And then that's basically, and you can order online, you can pick it up.
Okay, we'll be back right after break with all that and more. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Adley Hunt with the Lopez & Lopez team with Long Realty. I'll be your host today with a Tucson Tasty Show. We'll be right back. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Tucson Tasty Show. This is Pastor John McClain stepping in for my good buddy Wesley Source. Stepping in for me is my good buddy Adley Hunt with the Lopez & Lopez team with Long Realty. Thank you for being me today, Adley.
I'm really happy to be here, actually, because you should see the plate that's on here.
I see it. I'm sitting next to you. It is, yeah. And we are both very lucky and blessed to be here with a party. It's like a little house party we have here. It is definitely like at least a middle school or high school level house party because I got six of my good friends. We got Ian and Sonora with Vera Earl Ranch. VEPremiumBeef.com is how you can check them out. Thanks once again for joining me. And then we have Jason, the owner and pitmaster with BBQ Rush, as well as Chef Ray. And definitely thank you guys for coming and bringing this scrumdiddlyumptious food. Definitely, we'll break into that in a second with John Tasty Bites. But before we get into that, I was very intrigued about the notion, Ian, about what does it look like for Vera Earl Ranch to partner with a restaurant or with an organization like BBQ Rush, you know, and how does that play out? Because I mean, definitely being a person who's not in the restaurant industry, you know, obviously not in the ranching industry, I have no idea how this process works, but maybe you can help clear it up for me.
Well, I think you kind of hit on the key thing, and that's a partnership. Mm. So we don't look at it as we're your meat provider.
Mm-hmm.
We look at it as we're in a relationship or a partnership with that restaurant, and we're going to do our best and our able best to supply them with what they want. And so because of that, you know, we're not for everybody. There's restaurants that see the value in farm to table, and they know their clientele way better than we do. They know their costs. And so finding those fits is kind of the key for us. And long term, I think that pays off. While short term, it's not just an immediate gratification type deal, but finding the right restaurants and the right partnerships, you know, where we can cross advertise, because we've got a presence on social media and all of that. So we can advertise the restaurants while also advertising our beef. There's a lot of, the word's escaping me, but
a lot of
but partnership
continuity,
is the best.
Symmetry.
Yeah.
And what, I mean, I'll send that same question to you, Jason, because I mean, where do you see the advantage in working directly with a ranch or working directly with like the provider and getting the quality stuff versus conventional or traditional, if you will, because I know definitely that's a big thing. It seems like I've picked up in hearing even the type of stuff that's on your menu is it's like it seems like quality is a very key part of what you guys do.
Well, it's like they were saying, it's knowing where it came from. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing. I mean, buying local and knowing how the cattle was raised, it's a story that continues to the customer, right? So we're able, on the restaurant side, we're able to talk to our customers, train our staff, right, our front of house staff, and they could talk about, you know, where the beef came from and it's local.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we first started, we tried to find a ranch that could handle, you know, we wanted to buy local. That was the idea. I found out right away that it was kind of hard to get that many briskets from somewhere.
Mm.
But that was the idea that we first had when we started cooking barbecue and we did the food trailer, was we wanted to buy from local. So local doesn't always mean high volume, but it does mean quality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think they're talking about. The ranch is, you know, you're getting premium cuts, you know. And what's cool is I have some friends that are butchers. And, you know, to be able to get different cuts off of a side of beef, you know, and then build your menu around that, right, on the different cuts. For an example, a T-bone and then a ribeye. And, you know, but there's inside skirts. You can do different cuts. And with your chefs, you can build different plates that highlight those different cuts. So, like, we're doing a lot of smoked meat, so we got to have a lot of briskets every week. I mean, like, you know, we go through a lot of briskets. So a commodity brisket from, you know, seven states away, right? It's coming in through US Foods or Shamrock or Sysco or whatever. But when you're doing plates, like you're doing your, like your ribeye steaks and your New Yorks, you're not, you know, you might sell 10 a day or whatever. It's a lot easier to work with a local rancher and get the stuff's going to melt in your mouth. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to put some seasoning on there, right? Yeah. And we're going to cook it and not burn it. But it just makes a way better product if you can buy local, like, you know. And we look forward to working with these guys. I mean,
nice.
We met them today, and it's we've worked with some other local beef companies, and it's always been a great result. Always. If you can buy local, you know, that's... your dinner's gonna be really good at the house. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Or the restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And again, you know, the cheeseburger I had was super great, and speaking of stuff that just looks really great, I look forward to taking a nibble out of this, and so we'll start.
Well, that's a Chef Ray, if I can.
Yeah, please.
So Chef Ray got everything together today. He's our new executive chef at the restaurant.
Nice.
He's
Welcome.
Been with us a couple months. And he's got about 20 years experience in the business. He's worked for different restaurants. And what he hadn't done so far in his career was just do straight barbecue, right? So when we met and we started talking, you know, he's got the experience to be an executive chef and lead the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Every kitchen's got to have a leader, no matter what kitchen it is, if it's Browley's or it's got to have a leader. So he's a great leader, and he's got he knows flavor profiles. So we're working on some new burgers. We're mixing smoked brisket into the meat, forming our own patties. We're just working on a lot of different stuff to change up the menu a little bit. But today he brought you guys our smoked ribs,
okay,
and our smoked brisket, and our chicken, our potato salad, our coleslaw, and our baked beans.
Okay, there's a lot to try here. I'm definitely going to be trying it all, but we'll have John's Tasty Bites this week be me assessing the brisket. I'm going to try the brisket. It looks really good, but I'm going to eat it all, and I'll definitely be talking about it all. But for me to really to go into, I'm going to try the. We're going to start John's Tasty Bites. Going to be brisket. What do you think, Wesley? But go ahead and put something in the Facebook Live chat if you think that I should. If you have a particular what I should try, you got 5 seconds, 4, 3. Okay, brisket it is. So let's go ahead and try it out. You want to try it with me, Adeline? The brisket, and then we'll both give our.
I was thinking of doing like a whole ASMR thing on here.
<I'm just laughs> It's pretty similar. Yeah, definitely. That's
an ASMR.
That's like with the noises. for the old folks that are listening at home, ASMR is those videos that you watch that make noises that like trigger sensations for people that like certain noises and certain feelings. So right now, as we listen to me eat the food, it's kind of like an ASMR video, as mm-hmm. like with the smacking noises and etc. So here we go, the brisket. I dipped it into the barbecue sauce. So far feels really good, smells really good. Let's see what we got.
Oh. Our barbecue sauce is our recipe. It's bottled up in Phoenix at Cactus Candy Company.
Yeah, that's initially that's definitely what caught me. That barbecue sauce. Yeah, you guys could just be doing barbecue sauce business. This is such good barbecue sauce. And this is just this label. Is you guys.
Sir.
The private labeled.
Yeah.
So this is your sauce.
It's our sauce, yeah. There's a couple companies that we put their label on it, but it's our sauce. But that's, you know, that's we originally wanted to have a sauce company, and then we got the trailer to be able to go to stores and to promote the barbecue sauce, the sauce company. But then it turned into a food truck thing. They wanted the barbecue. They said, well, we get barbecue sauce with the product, with a the brisket. So so it just kind of went like left turn.
And
we just went into the food.
No, that's
industry.
Really good. Yeah. The barbecue, just to put into perspective, it's kind of a little more tangy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not overly sweet. It just adds the perfect touch to this.
It's savory.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like not too strong. Yeah, I mean, I want to help you sell that barbecue sauce, brother. that's good. I'm not saying it's all not on the list. The brisket also it melted in my mouth. It was, the perfect amount of toughness, yet just kind of real kind of tenderness to it. I mean, this is some good food. This is some good food. It's unfortunate we only got probably another minute of me asking you questions before we go to break, so I can kind of diagnose some of this other stuff. But before we go into break, before we end the show, rather, how can our clients find you? How can they connect with you? How can they plug in? How can they help?
Well, the website, right, eatbbqrush.com, and that's got the address and stuff on there, and you can order online and pick it up at the restaurant, or you can do Uber Eats or Grubhub. And then, of course, you can – there's a page on there where you can put in for inquiry for events. We do a lot of weddings because we don't charge – a lot of weddings charge, 30, 40, 50 bucks a head.
Mm-hmm.
We keep it in the $20 range for the food.
Nice.
And we can either do buffet style or we can do with the trailer. And they'll release like one or two tables at a time, come to the trailer, and we'll be pumping out the plate. So,
okay. Where are you located? How can they – website one more
5151 South Country Club Road. It's the cross streets are Irvington and Country Club inside the KOA RV resort.
Nice. Well, thank you once again for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. Barbecue Rush, as well as we had Ian and Sonora with Vera Earl Ranch, veppremiumbeef.com. Thank you guys for joining us as well.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and then I am Pastor John McClain. This is the Tucson Tasty Show. Thank you, Adelie Hunt, with the Lopez & Lopez team, Long Realty, for joining me. And we definitely, as always, we want to thank our amazing sponsors, veppremiumbeef.com, Kiki Rogers of Country Financial Insurance, Veteran Rescue Mission, Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, and Bella's Gelato. I'm your host, John McClain. We will see Wesley Source next week. We'll miss him dearly, but you all keep it tasty.